Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We still have Chatio on vacation this week, but you still have the lovely Kim and I, and we've how are you doing, Kim?
I'm doing great. How was your 4th of July?
It was awesome. I spent all weekend with the family. We had a great time. I barely made it back here in time to get on the show and got back to the studio, and the computer is crashed. So I had to run down and grab a laptop. And anyways, we're here. But, yeah, we had a great time. We had a – I mean, I had all my sisters there. We had my mom. It was a good time.
Nice.
We took the boat out. We had a really good time. So, yeah.
Very
how was
nice.
Canada Day?
Canada Day was awesome. I, too, just made it back because I went and did a massive Costco shop, and takes me about 3 hours to get to Costco from here. But that's okay.
Oh, wow.
So then I come back and you got to load everything. And I was like, oh, gosh, I got to get on. And when I didn't see you on, I was like, yeah, that's fine. Jimmy and I can run the show, whatever. We don't need you guys.
That's right. Jimmy can run the show by himself. He just needs somebody on the computer.
Exactly. And speaking of Jimmy is here. We do have a fantastic show, though. This is week one. We have 2 weeks in a row, and we are touching on subject of human trafficking, child trafficking, child exploitation, everything. And they are going to be amazing, jam-packed shows. We have amazing guests, and I've been waiting all week for the show. So let's bring Jimmy in. Oh, where's Jimmy? There's Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sorry, I'm fighting a little bit of a hoarse voice. I hope I don't sound terrible, but we tied one on for Canada Day, I'm sure, as everybody else did, too. So glad to be back here with you guys. Thanks for having me again.
I have a question for you, Jimmy.
Yes.
How much whipped cream did you get pied with?
I only got the one.
Oh,
one.
Okay.
But it was worth it. So we did great. We raised over $9,000 for Camp for All with the auction that we had, and everybody had a ton of fun.
That's amazing.
People came from all over Ontario, and the first thing everybody wants to know is when are we doing it again? So you'll probably see us again. I think we're tentatively scheduled for 75 Till I Die's birthday on the 19th, 20th, and 21st of August. So
you got to come out west. It's not fair to us out west.
Well, I'll be out west for an event in Brooks, Alberta, coming up at the end of the month here as well. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you and I talked about that.
I'm going on tour, guys. I think that's what's happening. I think I'm going on tour. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you sound like you're either just your voice sounds very cracked.
I am a little hoarse. I have to apologize for that. So I do have some Ricola. I'm stocked up, and I'm actually going to go take another one right now, and hopefully it'll work itself out here. I haven't been using my voice very much today. And when I went to say something, I was like, oh, no. Because it was better than it was yesterday, last night. So, either way,
that's what
we'll do the best.
When you hang out with Chad here.
That's right. I'm walking. I was trying to keep up to Chad. That's the problem. He's got more of a trained voice than I do.
That's right. Well, man, that is so awesome what you guys are doing for the kids. Man, I've got so much respect and love for that, dude. It's not even funny. That is awesome. I talked to Chad, man. He said that it went awesome. Said y'all had a great day. And I think that's cool. He said he got to meet Harsh and you and several other people.
Yeah, Harsh was there. He was here all weekend. We did three separate briskets. So there's lots of burnt ends left over. He sent me a photo today. He had made tater tot, burnt end poutine, which I'm like immediately going for my brisket that we have here still. And I'll probably be doing one of those tomorrow, so should be epic.
I'll be eating brisket for the next few days too. I cooked two of them this weekend, man, and I haven't used a smoker at the lake house in about 4 years, man. And I did not realize the firebox had a hole in the side of it, and so it took me about 24 hours to cook to get it to where I could had a. It took me about 24 hours to cook these briskets. It was insane how long it took me. I was so aggravated, but you know it is what it is. You just roll with the punches and. I've got brisket for days, though, and I love it.
Irish has one of these Pit Boss machines, and I know maybe we can get a sponsorship deal through Pit Boss, but this thing is fantastic. I've never seen it so easily done. It's on Bluetooth. It's crazy. It's well worth the investment, in my opinion, especially if you're entertaining people.
Oh, man, yeah, you can do it all from your phone. That's awesome. I've seen them.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Well, that sounds like y'all had a great time, man. We just hung out with the family at the lake house all weekend and went out on the boat. Kids jumped off the cliffs. Just had a family weekend and remembered why we were having this weekend. I talked to the kids about the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and told them why we celebrate the 4th of July here in the United States. So I thought we had a great time.
We had people back in the day that used to call it Firecracker Day, and I remember my dad very passionately explaining that this isn't about fireworks. You know, we got those talks and lessons when we were kids as well. And it's something that we're definitely passing on to our children too, right? If we don't share these stories, who knows what happens? They get erased off the internet one day, and then they're gone forever. So,
absolutely. The kids were very disappointed this year because the county, you know, we're in severe drought. Here and within several hundred miles around us, every county is in severe drought right now. And so they actually banned the sale and the use of fireworks this year. And so the kids were really disappointed, and that's why last night I did a little presentation, and I just told them what it was all about, why we were celebrating it, that fireworks really had nothing to do with it other than you know, a celebration, and just, you know, just really broke it down for them. And I think they really took a hold of it, and they, you know, I told them it's all about our freedoms. And my kids, they're well, you know, only 4 and 9, but they know what's going on. They're very well, you know, scripted on the current events and stuff that they can grasp. I don't go into detail with them on stuff, but you know how it is.
Yeah, absolutely right. And it's, you know, it's like anything these days. You just got to make sure all the lessons that they're learning, regardless where they're coming from, are age appropriate so they can really learn as they grow, so to speak, right? So I think there's a lot of, and we're going to get into some of this tonight, I think, with our guest, a lot of kids that are seeing things that are probably they're too immature for, they're way before their times too, right? So that's an important lesson too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've got 24 nieces and nephews. And so I had about 12 of them out there with us this weekend. So they all got a constitutional lesson. And I think it's great though. Like I said, my family is very patriotic. They all listen to, you know, they know what's going on. I love it. I don't have a lot of, I guess, what we call sheep in my family. And so I don't have a lot of arguments and stuff that way. So that's one good thing about my family for sure. But we all have our problems. And to answer Dave on the chat board, Dave, I did not have a hangover, brother. I don't drink that much. I would have, but nobody wanted to really do any drinking. So I didn't get any hangovers this weekend. But the weekend's not over yet for me. So we'll see what happens.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely. So I just remembered about the chat. I'm going to look over here on my computer and see if I can't see what's going on there while we're chatting together. So, it's a bitter pill because we didn't have any blood family here. Like, we had our freedom family with us this weekend, which really works out better because it's all people that we've known and interacted with and have like minds and share thoughts and ideas and all that. And, you know, it's one of the first years that we've kind of just broken away from the blood relatives, and we don't spend a lot of time with them at all. That's mainly due to what's been going on with this, the fallout from the thing that the government's been doing to us for the last couple of years, but it worked out great. You know, it's one of those things where you're not always sure. Some of the people you know, some of the people you're meeting for the first time, and it was like we've known each other forever. It was absolutely fantastic. I can't say enough about the people that joined us here. You know, we had the lovely opportunity. Chatio came by for the afternoon as well, and with the wife and the kids and everything like that, and had a great time. And Everything just kind of fit into place perfectly, right? So we were super happy with the way everything turned out. And, of course, a big letdown when everybody's got to go back home, right? So the nice part afterwards is, like, I didn't use my phone very much, but between everybody that was here, the photos, the videos, and everything like that, I get to relive that. And that's one of the nice things about this technology and knowing people that utilize this stuff too, right? So
absolutely. Yeah, I'm like a kid in a candy store, man. I'm so excited because I'm going to Florida towards the end of this month, and I'm stopping in Louisiana to meet a buddy that I've met off of here. I'm going to stop in Mississippi and meet another buddy. And then in Florida, I've got somebody that's going to come up and meet with us for a couple days. I thought that was kind of cool. And then when I leave Florida, I'm going to Tennessee for 4 days, and I'm going to meet Freedom Stick, and I'm going to meet Packing Patriot up there. And we're going to stay in a cabin for a couple days and hang out. And it's what this app has done and the relationships that it's built, you know, TikTok has done, it's pretty awesome. And, I mean, you know, there's a lot of bad things about the app, but I'll tell you what, I've met some awesome freaking brothers and sisters on that app that I would, you know, literally stand in front of and take a bullet for.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way, and I got to be honest, I'm super jealous because, like, hanging out with the three of you guys would be absolutely fantastic too, but they still won't let my dirty ass down in the States, right? So maybe next year, who knows, if the government hasn't destroyed everything else, but we'll see if we can't get down there pretty soon here.
Maybe by next year we'll have the Canadian border dismantled and it'll be North America, the states of North America. What would that be like? That would be awesome, man.
It would be a thing that I think has probably been on the back of a lot of people's minds for quite some time now. You know, it's a little bit more integration between the two countries would be nice, you know, like it was back in the 60s and 70s before everybody started getting super uptight. Like, you used to be able to just drive down to the States with your driver's license. Now they want passports.
Yeah.
And, of course, with all this COVID stuff right now, you have to you don't have to download an app, but they do urge you to download an app to do all your questionnaires. We know they're tracking us through these apps. It's been proven. But then they want to see proof of vaccination and all this nonsense. And Canada actually just came out today and finally admitted what all of us tinfoil hat-wearing people have been saying for quite some time, that there is no more fully vaccinated. You are no longer fully vaccinated in Canada. It is now considered to be up to date, and the regimen is expected to come out as every 9 months. They want you sticking yourself with another one of these things in order to be a member of society up here. So we'll see how long that lasts for, but it definitely could be something that might not go away anytime soon. I think that's why we've seen this corrupt liberal government that we have right now lifting mandates, not removing them, suspending temporary mandates or what were supposed to be temporary mandates. Now, they still haven't passed any laws about this. They haven't been successful in any of that, and I don't know if they would ever get through the Senate. They keep getting their bills knocked down, passing through the House with the help of Jagmeet Singh there and his bunch of cronies just blindly following through with what all the Liberal government's saying. But we have seen stuff stricken down already, like Bill C-11, or C-7, I should say. And we're hoping the Senate strikes down C-11 as well, too. So we'll just see how everything goes with that. But that stuff is all on the horizon here.
Yeah, I think that they're going to slap it down. We'll see. I definitely hope so. Dear man. Yeah, it's man. I don't know. We've had a lot of. I don't know if I say wins, but you know, in our Supreme Court, and I feel like, you know, we've just had so much bad for the last few years, and then, you know, it feels like wins when the Supreme Court comes down and slaps down New York's gun laws, and when they slap down the federal abortion laws, and I hope that things keep turning that direction for us, and that people. I read a poll earlier that said that, and this was a poll, a July 4th poll that they took, and it said that there was 30-something, I think 33% of independents, 31% of Democrats, 40-something percent of Republicans were ready, and there was several more lines there in there, but that were ready to take up arms against their federal government to take back their freedoms. And I was like, wow. I don't know who they polled, but I want to meet those Democrats and I want to meet those independents. And that's what we need. We need everyone. We don't need everyone to take up arms, but if we all unified and came together like that, we wouldn't have to. Just tell them $6 to get out, you know?
The unfortunate part about that and what I heard earlier, and I wanted to first preface this by saying thoughts and prayers are with the families of the victims there just north of Chicago and Highland Park, I believe it is. But they're going to continue to utilize these events to try to take people down and break their spirits and all this stuff. I couldn't believe when I seen that today that someone would actually do that on what is the nation's holiday, and it's just absolutely tragic that that had happened. But we can't let that stuff go unnoticed, obviously. We have to also make sure that we got our family protected as well. We need to know that this stuff's happening, and that's why the Second Amendment is so important to the United States right now is to make sure that, you know, the first things that people are going to come out and say, well, it's Chicago, and I think the narrative right now is what's going on over there is that it's a high class or a better well-off subdivision, and there isn't a lot of crime and stuff like that, but we know all of Illinois has those rulings adopted. I don't know if you guys had a chance to dig into this very much or not yet. I know it is a breaking story.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to really dig into it. I heard about it. Somebody sent me an article on it earlier on TikTok, but, man, I've been packing up and driving for the last 3 hours, so I haven't dug into anything. It's unfortunate anytime anything happens. I'm definitely going to look into it tonight and see exactly what went on, but it's
for sure. Yeah.
You know, like every time anything happens, they directly come straight for the Second Amendment. And it's insane to me that we went 4 years under Trump, and I don't remember hearing about these mass shootings at all. I know that shootings went on. I know Chicago's crime rate stayed about the same. I know that New York's crime rate stayed about the same. It actually went down a little bit, but, you know, these mass shootings weren't happening. And they came right before an election. You know, I'm suspicious on anything that happens anytime before an election. So, anyways,
yeah,
we had
Did
you see? We did. We also had a couple more. I wouldn't say wins, but Ghislaine Maxwell. That's not a win for sure. We didn't get any. We didn't get any names. Still, sentence was what? Maybe 20 years, 30 years.
I think I heard she
R. Kelly got.
I think
R. Kelly got more.
I think I heard she got more.
Yeah, I think
R.
Kelly got
20 years from what I heard.
Yeah, and so, yeah, that's pretty insane. Speaking of all that, that's what our next guest, or that's what our guest is going to be talking about. So if Kim wants to bring her in, that would be awesome. But
I would. Yes. Do you want me to bring her in now?
Awesome. Yes, ma'am.
We'll give Jimmy a break. I can't tell if he's about to hit puberty or if he's just what, because it's like, oh, your voice sounds so sore right now.
It doesn't hurt at all. It just said, yeah. No, it doesn't hurt at all. But I am crackling
sounds
like that kid from The Simpsons that stuck his hand in the deep fryer. So, but either way.
Yes. No, tonight we have Miss Carrie, Miss 6. I always screw this up. Miss 6,
Miss
16.
Six.
Yeah. She is a fantastic advocate and is probably, I don't even know what account she's on now. How many accounts have you had now, Carrie?
16.
Yeah, she's had 16. Okay. So
16.
She's excited to be here tonight because she does not have to be censored and she can speak freely. And welcome to the show, Carrie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
We are doing great. Yeah, we're doing great.
Good.
Well, I give Carrie a little bit of an introduction to get the ball rolling here. I've followed her ever since I've gotten on TikTok. She's one of the accounts that if I can't find her, I'm looking for the next number above it because we know that she does go down a lot. Carrie's a great patriot, a fellow Southern Ontarian. The person that I consider a friend of mine, she does amazing amounts of research. And a lot of the stuff that she does find can come off as somewhat shocking to certain people. But I can guarantee you if Carrie's put it on her TikTok page, she's got the ability to back up what she's posting. So fantastic follow. If you're not following her, just get ready to keep following her. That's the one thing about Carrie on TikTok.
You guys are going to make me cry, man.
But we love your work, Carrie, and we love that you
I'm
not only do all
sick of everybody's shit.
We love that you do the posts that you do, but we also love that you bring the receipts, and that's one
always,
thing that
always.
Yeah, and people want to come on and argue and try to dismantle, and that's what I like. I'm not going to post shit. If I don't know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to post it. So you damn well,
exactly.
If I put it on there, it's either my opinion, and I'll let you know that it's my opinion, or it's factual. And
100%.
That's what we like about it.
Whatever I say,
yes,
I can back up. So if you want to come argue with me, please. I don't care.
What do you think about the Ghislaine Maxwell case, Carrie?
I think Ghislaine Maxwell is dead already, personally. But that's just me. I think it's odd that we don't have any, like, pictures of her. Where's the pictures of her? Where's her walking into court? Like, nothing.
Nothing.
I find that very suspicious.
Yeah. I would
and
agree.
And now she's going
100%.
To Danbury in Connecticut or something? Like, Disneyland for freaking pedophiles? What the fuck?
Yeah, it could be a Gitmo with the rest of them, for
I
sure.
Think, yeah. See, and I don't know about Gitmo either. I'm on the fence about that one. Like, I don't know if it is what they say it is, if it's like a... or if it does a bunch of things besides just house.
Yeah.
Terrorist.
I haven't gotten into all that. I've read a bunch of stuff. I've read a bunch of articles, but I can't find enough true hard evidence to believe any of that. But I do know Gitmo exists, and I know what it was built for, and that's where
Absolutely.
They need to be.
100%.
That's where they need to be. Yeah.
Or
I just found it strange that she got less time than R. Kelly did. I found that pretty strange too. I thought.
Yeah,
wow, what he could have been sentenced with, she could have been in there. They could have gave her a couple, you know, almost life sentences, basically, and she gets 20 years. So,
yeah.
And then, like you said, she's going to the Candyland, Disneyland of prisons. So, anyways, pretty crazy. Still haven't gotten any names on that list. So,
she does come from a very powerful background, though. She's got a lot of ties, too, right, which speaks a lot to that. And, you know, you bring up the R. Kelly reference as well, which is super interesting. And I think everybody knows what direction that narrative is going to go. But they're playing off that because a lot of people are very upset at R. Kelly for what he did, and rightfully so. But you're going to get a little bit of civil outrage from that as well, too. But I don't know how that would play into getting the names, because I think at the end of the day, we need these names. And why are they being hidden? And it's not giving any confidence to the justice system right now. Why don't we know? How do they have the evidence to be able to put her away for 20 years in the first place, but we don't know who she was, who were the ones she was helping? It's insanity.
We know that Amber Heard shit on Johnny Depp's bed, but we don't know who Ghislaine Maxwell trafficked for. Like, what?
Absolutely. That shit with Aquaman. I mean, all for dramatics. It's all for just to keep the stupid people stupid.
I think
stupid.
So, too. Just a show. It's all a show. We're like in the worst reality television show ever made.
A lot of people will say that we are living in a movie, and you're going to hear a bunch of people that are on our conspiracy side of TikTok coming up with some stories about CERN, too, so who knows what timeline we're going to end up in with that one, but I don't want to get off course here with this subject.
Yeah, CERN creeps me out, for sure.
So how much have you looked into what was going on with the Epstein Island and all of the ins and outs there? You know, there is rumored to be multiple trips back and forth. There's flight logs and all of this stuff. Do you have any kind of grasp on how many kids might have ended up there if they
were
assaulted?
It's huge. It's like more than people can even believe. Disney ran cruise ships to Epstein Island full of kids. The number one profession of people that went to his island were scientists. I find that very suspicious and kind of messed up. I think they do experiments on children there, not just like fucking them and torturing them. I think they do a lot of crazy shit. And people are all like in arms about puppies. Oh my God. Sand flies ate puppies. Okay. Like, these monsters are experimenting on people's children. And you don't hear nothing about it. Nobody says anything about it.
How many? I can't remember the number off the top of my head now, but was there over 40,000 missing children in Canada? I think that's the number that we've got from our officials here.
Yeah, that's what they say, 40,000. But I think that's a bullshit number. I think that's, like, highly... Okay, so you don't hear, say, even 20,000 parents who are missing a child. You don't... It's not broadcast. You don't hear it. You don't get a freaking emergency alert, nothing. I think they tell you that it's so many kids so that you keep giving them money. You keep sending money to these organizations who are set up to harm children. People think, oh, my God, 40,000 kids are missing? Like, you better send them money so they can help. And you have all these organizations just extorting children. Think about it. The kids that are, like, used for this aren't reported missing. These kids are, like, bought, harvested, like, sold.
Well,
when I first started looking into this, I was, like, I didn't believe it, to be honest. I didn't. Like, 3 years ago, you told me if I had known them and I know now, I would not have believed it at all. But
I think that's why people have such a hard time grasping this stuff is because their minds haven't been opened up enough in other aspects to where they can actually grasp it, that this stuff is going on.
Yeah, like, once you realize how big the whole thing is, like, it's not just a group of politicians in a freaking comet ping pong. Like, it's much bigger than that. It's worldwide. And, like...
It's worldwide, and then they, what do you say, recruit? And then when they recruit people, they also, they get them on blackmail. So these people can't ever leave their circle. And they get threats. They get threats to murder their families. They get threats to leak, you know, homosexual photos or just whatever. And so, yeah, it's pretty crazy. But I can see why people don't believe this stuff because it is out there. But when they go down the rabbit hole, and they figure out what the
and
fuck's really going
it.
On.
All people have to do is look. That's all I ever ask people to do. Just look. Look for things you don't want to find because you will find it. It's not hidden.
Like, no, it may be hidden on Google, but you can damn sure find it if you want to. There's plenty of other links. There's plenty of other avenues to find things. And absolutely. And just because it's not on Google, people think, oh, well, if it's not on Google, then it's not true. That's the worst, that's the most ignorant argument I can ever fucking get. Is, well, it's not on Google.
No,
okay, so it means
that
it's not true?
The news would be talking about it if it was a big deal. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned you mentioned it being global. I've heard a lot of people, obviously, you're way better versed in this, but I've heard a lot of people making links towards what's happening in Ukraine that might be somehow tied involved with this child trafficking like on a global level.
I 100% believe that. Ukraine is the number one country worldwide for trafficking children. I find it odd that the Western world has such an interest in Ukraine. Like, why? Because they launder your money? 100%. If diplomats' wives are getting caught with suitcases full of millions of dollars coming out of their country, we got a problem. And they have, like, they'll take these poor girls who have nothing, who get pregnant, they'll make them have a baby, they'll take the baby to freaking do whatever they do with it, and then the girl is stuck in that cycle. Baby, baby, baby. Set them up in brothels,
yep.
4 years old. I can't even, it makes me sick, actually, thinking about it too much. Like, who the fuck does that to a four-year-old? What the fuck?
It's
and then they
insanity.
Walk around and they tell us what to do. They tell us our laws. They tell us we can't go see our loved ones when they're dying. They tell us to wear a mask. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I think
a lot
everybody of people
needs
don't
to, like,
realize...
stand up and realize who these people are.
I think the general public also doesn't realize how easy it would be potentially to set something like that up. Like, you wouldn't, like, most people, when they have babies, they go to a hospital, they get issued a birth certificate, and that's pretty universal all across the globe. But what happens if you just never went to the hospital?
Absolutely. And they set up, they have
these
clinics. They have it all set up. They have doctors. Yeah. They have nurses to deliver these babies. They're not ever, like, whatever.
Thousands and thousands.
They're not counted for. Like, yeah.
Undocumented, unregistered, whatever you want to call it, but absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No birth certificate,
like breeding
no
cows.
Registration.
Yeah, breeding cows, but people. I mean, it's exactly what they are. They're heifers, basically. Yeah, it's insane. It is insane. We get into a lot
people
of subjects
say,
on the radio
like,
show, but that.
They say, so these people that go to torture these children, so it's all set up. It's all like an organization. So they fly in their private jets. And somebody picks them up, and they take them to this brothel, and they do whatever they do with kids, and they can kill them and whatever. And when they kill them, they have people waiting on standby to harvest that child's organs. Like, what kind of world are we living in where people will refuse to see the truth because they can't handle it? So you would rather have children harmed, murdered, disposed of, than to just deal with something that's uncomfortable. It's shocking.
Absolutely, because like you said, they don't want to see it. They don't want to believe it. Therefore, they just block it out of their mind and say it's just conspiracy or it's not true. When the things that I've seen, the things that I've read have kept me up at night. They give you nightmares. You can't believe
it. 100%.
That
I can't sleep. I don't sleep. It's just, it's crazy. And then you feel helpless, right? I feel completely helpless. Like, what can I do?
I do, and I feel selfish.
Everybody just starts paying attention to this, and everybody, one day, people will listen.
Yeah, I feel selfish because, like I said, I'll get on those rabbit holes, and I'll get into the child trafficking and the sex rings and stuff, and I have to back off of it and talk about something else for a while because it consumes you. But then you feel selfish because that's what needs to be talked about. That's what's going to bring this country and what's going to bring the people together is the kids.
I think
that's
exactly it. That's exactly
that can unify. There's so much division in the world.
People need to get over their political preference. It's not a right and left thing. It's not a red and blue thing. It's not a liberal Democrat. Like, it's not. It's all around. Like, these people are on both sides. So if you can, like, toss your political views for a little bit and just acknowledge that there are Democrats and Republicans that have been charged with insane things to children, and they're still in government today.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying. I say we need to come together. We need to act as adults. We need to rectify and fix our fucking problems that we have right now. We need to forget about Democrat, forget about Republican, get everything fucking fixed. And if we want to go back to arguing about stupid bullshit, whatever. But right now is not the time to argue. Right now is the time to come together and battle these issues together. And like I said, the kids is the only thing that can truly unify us all, because that's what we all have in common, is a love for kids. And until we can get enough people woke up and their eyes open to the actual corruption and the actual amount of kids that go missing that are fucking harvested, like you said, for their organs or for their blood, for their adrenochrome, you know? I mean, we can't move anywhere.
That's exactly it, 100%. And, like, people can say adrenochrome, like, oh, it's fake, it's a conspiracy, whatever they say. You can go on medical sites. Scientific, medical, legit sites, and they have tons of peer-reviewed papers about adrenochrome from 1957. So this isn't a new thing. Like, Sandra Bullock talks about rubbing baby foreskins on her freaking face, and they laugh about it like it's a joke. She's dead serious.
I made a post, and it was kind of a joke post, but the post said, you know, about all these women's rights and all these choices. Well, where the fuck's my foreskin at? You know? And it was meant to be a joke, but it was also to open people's eyes because it opened up a whole new chat inside my comments. People were like, well, it's in Oprah Winfrey's face cream. And people were like, what? And people started talking about it. And I thought, well, that's a pretty creative way to get people's eyes open, is just, you know, talk about it, but don't talk about it. And then let them ask questions in the comments, and people, you know, inform them. And I thought, you know, how many people actually went and looked that up and was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And if you look up, like, face creams that use aborted baby cells, there's hundreds of them.
That's why you have abortion.
I'm not against abortion at all. I'm not against abortion. You do you, whatever you need to do. I think there's a time limit on it, and I'm against people profiting off bits and pieces of baby.
Absolutely. But that's why you have so many senators and congressmen
standing up.
Yeah, that's why they're standing up telling people to go fight in the streets, and that's why they're getting them riled up, because they're profiteering off these babies. And when abortions get shut down in certain states and shit, they're going to be losing hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars, because you think fucking baby organs aren't. I mean, it's a very profitable business. And if people knew how much money was made off these fucking abortion clinics and off these fetuses that are taking out, why do you think they want babies up to 28 days after born? I mean,
yeah,
it's insane.
And they want the fetuses intact. And, like, I want to know, like, anybody that's pro-abortion, pro-whatever, are they good with the fact that these people sell bits and pieces of babies? Like, is that okay with them? Because I've never heard anybody who's pro-abortion talk about it. They always just say, it's my right, it's a right. It's not a right. It's not a right. It's a right to fuck whoever you want. You don't just get to murder your baby whenever you want.
Yeah, well, I've seen some crazy mental gymnastics over the last couple of weeks in regards to that, trying to twist the 14th Amendment around, and I've read it, I don't know how many times, can't figure out how anybody would make that correlation. And then when that emotional argument fails for them, they start saying, well, the next thing you know, they're going after gay marriage. I'm like, how are we jumping subjects like this when we're really just worried about, you know, the human population? And the profiteering thing is got to be the weirdest portion of it, the dangerous, most scary portion about it, too, because they're literally trying to coax you in to get a procedure done that you may not have normally done. You would have maybe you would have just had the kid and figured out how to be an adult. But it's weird, the amount of money that is sent to Planned Parenthood every year. The fact that people got up in arms completely when 45 there was saying no more, we're not funding them overseas anymore. And the reaction from the left was just like a tsunami coming across. They want it was so wet. The American people that are pro-abortion want to be able to kill babies in every country. I'm not exactly sure where the emotional argument's coming from here.
Yeah, no, I don't get it at all. I don't. Or same as, okay, so we went to Pride this past weekend. So I had a great time. It was all good, whatever. But there were men walking around completely butt fucking naked, right? Daytime, butt naked. They looked lost. Like, I don't know. The escape from a home or what, but it looked kind of out of place. Cops were there, didn't say nothing, okay? I live in Toronto, so we went to Queen's Park after that. So there's all these guys standing in a circle around these trees. So me and my daughter and her friends were watching them for a bit, right? And we're thinking, like, holy fuck, this is like a seance or some shit. Every once in a while, a guy would come and go over the fence and go to the other side. But they would, like, make eye contact with us a bit. The one guy said, do you want a ticket? We're like, no, like, what's going on? Finally, somebody tells us that they're cruising in the park, and they're fucking each other and giving blowjobs and everything else. Okay, so they're gay, so that's okay to happen. But yet if a straight person were to do that in a park at 11 o'clock at night, we would be in jail. It's as simple as that. They can't have their cake and eat it too.
Yeah, Toronto Pride, from what I understand, is probably one of the worst examples of absolute debauchery and abhorrent behavior. And then, you know, the arguments have come out because a couple other creators on the app gotten into a back and forth on this, and the arguments that they're coming up with are absolutely insane. I don't understand why they're like, oh, well, they start throwing all the ISK words around on you. You're a misogynist, or you're a racist, or you're, you know, transphobic or whatever it is, right? You're like, dude, I wouldn't have taken my kids to a burlesque show, right? And they're like, oh, what's wrong with letting drag queens do story time? I'm like, well, the last time they tried it, all those guys got caught for having child porn on their computers. So that's probably a reason. I don't know why anybody would want to be in a sexualized position while they're around a child or have sexualized activities when they knew children were around. Now, Carrie, I want to ask you something, because if you were there, you would know this. The argument that came out for Toronto Pride from a couple people on this other creator's page was, well, they know there's special times to show up, and they have adult-only time, and then they have children-friendly time. Did you notice any of that happening at all?
No. I didn't notice any adult time or children time. There were kids there the whole time. And I want to know what being naked walking down the street has to do with being gay. Like, why? I don't get it.
Yeah,
and I have gay friends. I'm cool. Like, I'm cool. Whatever you want to fuck, you fuck whatever you want to fuck. Don't fuck children.
Do it in your bedroom. Do it in your house. Not in the street.
Yeah, I can't walk around naked. It doesn't affect me.
I can't even walk around naked in my own yard. If my neighbor calls the cops, I'm in trouble. Like, in my yard. I live in the country. It's still illegal. So, yeah, I don't know why they get special benefits to walk around fucking town naked and give each other blowjobs and handjobs in the park. But I don't get it. Yeah. You get caught inside your car at a park doing that with your husband, and, you know, like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Well, what scares me about it is how easily they normalize it with their arguments. You know what I mean? Oh, it's nothing. Or you must just be this way. But, you know, those same arguments that they're using to keep people at bay right now is going to go into this whole pedophile argument that it's once again rearing its ugly head. I think they tried it back in 2012 when they started with this MAP stuff, trying to normalize this behavior and say, well, it's okay. They just think your kid's sexy. They're not going to touch it. I have a problem with that, but I'm already seeing the same argument being framed, the same style of arguing being framed between the gay people having adult behavior in front of children versus what pedophiles may or may not do, but it's okay that they think that, and I think that's a very scary road to go down.
Absolutely. You can't normalize pedophilia. This isn't normal. It can't be normal. It harms children for the rest of their lives. So you can't say, because I'm attracted to a child, that means I can fuck a child because it's okay, because that's my sexuality. Like, what? This cannot
A lot of people are pulling away from the LGBT community just because they don't want to be associated with that bullshit. And it's not a good look on them. And they need to disassociate themselves with it. They need to call it out and disown it, and, you know, just like they asked Trump to do with racism and everything else, that's what they need to do, and pull themselves away from it, pull their fucking pride flag away from it, and say, no, we don't agree with this MAPS bullshit, we don't agree with pedophiles, we don't, you know, because I feel like they're taking steps backwards right now, and
I think
for
the
all
whole
the stuff
world
that they've gone through
taking
to
so
get
many
the
steps
rights
backwards
that they've got,
on so many things.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, there's I don't know if you know this or not, but there is a shocking amount of people who are currently in jail or have been charged with child rape crimes, basically, sexual assault, child pornography, all of this stuff. A shocking amount of people that have very, very close ties to Justin Trudeau, people that were his college roommate, people that were in his cabinet, people that he's hired to write school curriculums. There is a very long list of people that he's been associated with very closely that have actual charges that they're in jail for him.
Yeah. And the people
that
come out and making videos saying, like, it's a rumor. Like, you're going to get innocent people in trouble. Innocent people aren't getting in trouble. These people are actually convicted. And they pled guilty.
Yeah, that list is about as long as Hillary's kill list.
Yeah, the Arkansas assassin. Yeah.
We laugh about
insane.
It, but it's scary. Yeah.
I did a video about that. There was like
scary.
72 of them.
It is scary. The scary thing is now is it's become a meme. You know what I mean? Like, if Hillary has been, you know, in and around and implicated on all these things, they've normalized it to the point where we do start to chuckle on it because we have seen all these memes. We've been desensitized to the fact that they could potentially be tied up with a bunch of nefarious actions.
Absolutely.
That's why we've been, like you said, we've been desensitized to it. Instead, we see a meme and we laugh about it, but in the back of our minds, we think,
probably 99% true.
Well, maybe that's how they get away with all this stuff. You never know, right? There could be a deeper level of psychology that we're not understanding about why these memes are out there and when they make these jokes and how nothing happens about it. You know, like when Epstein supposedly killed himself in that jail cell, how long did it start before we started joking about it? These are serious things, you know, and that's probably what's leading up towards these issues that we're having with a lot of what Carrie's done her research on.
Yeah, it's true. Hillary strikes again. Look.
Maybe the biggest thing she's ever killed is the narrative.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And controls it. Killed it and controls it, you know? And like you said, there's no telling what kind of psychiatric game or that they're playing with us. Because literally, like you said, 30 minutes after Epstein killed and stuff, we're making memes and we're laughing about it. But really, like, where the fuck's the video? Who the fuck was there? Who are these guards that were supposed to be watching him? Like, but no, instead we're laughing about the memes and saying Epstein did kill himself, you know? Like, it's...
That's just it. Nobody asked the questions. Like, Pizzagate. Okay, so Pizzagate happened. It all sounds completely batshit insane, the whole story. So they just say, media says it's debunked. It's debunked. Really? How is it debunked? I want to know why they were talking about hot dogs, why they were talking about pizza being delivered from Chicago for $60,000 or whatever it was. Like, I want to know why these people talk about these things. You can't just say it. It's debunked.
Shoving nuts and all this nonsense as well.
Yeah.
It goes deeper and deeper, and, you know, it's almost like you can hardly keep up to all of the different aspects of it at the same time, you know, which is good why these conversations happen. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for letting us come on here and do this, because, you know, without these kind of conversations, you get caught up in one, you miss another one completely, and you really don't know what's going on. And I think that's one of the biggest portions of the information control, and to coin a term, InfoWars, that we know of a pretty famous person who's been shut down multiple times. But that's really what it is. It is a war on information, and they're controlling your minds.
Absolutely, they are.
Yeah. The shit that Obama pushed and stuff made it easier for them to do that in the United States. Made it to where they couldn't even be sued or held liable for basically lying to us and pushing their propaganda through the MSM.
And that's something that you can 100%, that's something you can 100% verify. Obama actually strengthened those laws, taking away any sort of backlash against the media. The media is literally entertainment in the United States. That's what it is.
That's exactly right. That's all it is. They can say, do whatever the fuck they want, and nobody can be held liable for it. But like you said, it's no different than watching fucking Days of Our Lives or General Hospital at that point.
Absolutely. So do you guys think, I should ask you guys this question, do you think we're ever going to find anything out about these, the flight logs I think we've got, but is this just the Maxwell thing going to, are we ever going to see any more information out of this, or are they just going to put this thing to bed like it didn't happen?
If we don't hold them accountable, if the public, the general public, the masses don't hold them accountable, we'll never see anything. It'll be swept under the rug just like everything else is. And they'll keep throwing distraction after us. And you know, another year from now, nobody will even remember it, just like the Vegas shooting or Sandy Hook or, you know, any of the other mass tragedies that have happened. You know, people, I know I say in the United States.
And people talk about it for like a week and then it's just forgotten. On to the next.
Yeah. Yeah, move on to the next. I say it all the time. People in the United States, I don't know about Canada, but they have the shortest fucking memory on stuff that they don't want to think about. And, you know, like, they can definitely remember what they want to, but when it comes to stuff like the mass shooting in Las Vegas a couple years ago, or Sandy Hook, or even the Uvalde shooting a couple months ago, like, people forget about it so fast because they don't want it in their minds, and that's no different than the sex trafficking, the child trafficking. It's no different. They don't want to think about it. They fucking put it out of their mind. They go back to La La Land, stick their head in the sand.
You think at some point they would, like, call it
that mentality drives me completely crazy. Like, everything with COVID and everything that I know, and people just go about their fucking day, and they go to work, and they go home, and they eat their dinner, and they walk their dogs. Like, everything is fucking normal. Nothing is normal. This is not okay. Nothing that's happened in the last 2 years is forgivable at all. I don't.
We've got beautifully broken in the chat. She's saying there was a document about it all of the victims of, I guess, of Epstein had to sign a non-disclosure, and they've got money from the Epstein estate. Have you had a chance to see that one, Carrie?
No, I haven't. But of course they did. Money makes the world go round, right? Like, I think somebody needs to come forward that can't be bought, that isn't there for money, that's there to do the right thing and to hold people accountable for some shit.
If you ask me, the last person to do that was Donald John Trump.
Yep.
See, and I'm on the fence about him. I'm on the fence.
I think a lot of people are. I think, you know, and I still don't fucking know what to think. I know one thing. Nobody's going to save us.
I want to believe he's a good guy, and I want to believe he's for the people. But I think if he really was, he'd be dead already. And he's a gentleman.
Interesting point.
Yeah, I mean,
that is that's a good question. Why is he still alive if that were true?
Is he?
Yeah, like,
is he just that? Yeah, I mean, he's not that powerful. He can't be that powerful to keep himself from being Clintoned or Epsteined or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Nobody. I don't feel like anybody's above that if they want it. So, I don't know. And, you know, the American people will probably forget about that in 2 fucking years, too.
I think you brought up Uvalde. I think that one went away a lot faster than all the last. I get a feeling, like, every time this happens, we go all the way back to Columbine, I get a feeling that it passes quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker. And if you believe that there is some sort of nefarious involvement with this, that could really be why they have to keep amping them up, and there's more and more and more coming if that were true.
Yeah, I think that's the case, is you've got people like us that will look into the story, that will basically break it down into fucking bits and pieces, and their narrative gets fucking ruined so fast, and people start questioning, that they have to come up with another distraction to fucking distract us from the first distraction they gave us, because people are questioning it too much. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're trying to shut people like us down. That's why I'm on account 22. That's why Carrie's on 16. That's why Freedom Stick can't even make a profile, or Packing Patriot can't even get on, because they've been shut down so many times, and now their voice, their face, everything's recognized, and they can't get on because they know that people like us are listened to. It's not because we're fucking
that's
you.
Say, that's what they did to me, too. They blocked my, like, device, and they blocked my IP address.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what they do. And if you read their terms and conditions, which I have, they tell you straight up in their terms and conditions that that's what will happen if you get banned and you make another account, or you keep making accounts, or if you get banned for, nefarious purposes. There's certain levels of banning that they consider. And so if you get banned for the very worst one, then you're getting a device ban. And so I've been through several device
bans. I've been banned for violent extremism.
Yeah.
Like violent extremism, really. Or I get videos taken down for minor safety. Like, what? I'm trying to bring attention to the fact that children are getting fucked by adults, and I get taken down for minor safety, but yet you can have groomers all over your app, and there's no violation ever found? Like, TikTok. Wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I can't even post a picture or a video of me and my daughter just hanging out on the porch and her talking without getting a community violation for... like you said, for minors, it's ridiculous. It's crazy. But the shit that they allow on there, the adults, grown men going on little girls' pages or posting videos of little girls, it's insane.
Yeah.
It definitely shows you what their narrative is and what they want pushed on that fucking app.
Mothers posting videos of their daughters, knowing that pedophiles are all over the comments. Then when she finally reads a couple comments where people are calling her out on her shit, she just shuts off the comments and leaves the video up. Like your daughter's three. Like her image is being used on child porn sites and you're cool with that? You're a horrible fucking person.
And just shut down the comments.
Where's CAS when that happens? Like, nobody cares about that? CAS is good to leave the child in the care of the mother who's sexually exploiting her child?
Yeah, it's insane.
It's crazy. The whole world has gone crazy.
You're right. It has. And like I said, you can definitely tell what their narrative is, what they want to push on that app. Every time I make a new account, last week I made three accounts. The first account I made, I was seeing the first two, all I'd see was nipples. Babies coming off of nipples, nipples all over the place. That's all I'd seen. So the third account that I made, I wasn't seeing nipples anymore. All I'm seeing is probably 14 to 18-year-old girls shaking their fucking asses. Every video that I flipped through until I went and liked several Patriots and liked their videos and got myself off that algorithm. But anybody that doesn't believe it, go make a new account tonight and see what TikTok pushes to you.
It's absolutely crazy the videos that TikTok promotes.
Yeah, every video will be the same.
I just heard back from a family member of mine from out west who decided to try and figure out what this whole TikTok thing was, and he literally got back on Facebook. Not that I use it. My wife was actually on there and saw what he posted, and he's like, I don't know how you sick fucks can use TikTok. I was on for 3 days, and I'm grossed the hell out. All I saw was underage girls jumping up and down and shaking their ass. So if people don't know to get onto an algorithm that features creators like us or topics like ours at least, how did they get there without having to put up with all of this nonsense first? Or is TikTok doing that on purpose?
They're doing it on purpose. They're absolutely doing it on purpose. Just like when Carrie or I or you make a new account, they hide us from our original people. And they literally have to go stalk us down from a duet or a stitch because they can't even look up our name. You get on there and you look up Three Rows Text, you can't fucking just pull it up. You pull up Three Rows and it pulls up my fake accounts that's on there and it pulls up other people in the various, all kinds of names, but it's not pulling up Three Rows Text because they hide us. I've got 5,000 new people on my page. It's 4 days old, I think. But I'd say only 300 or 400 of these people are from my old accounts. These people are new. I'm seeing so many new Patriots, so many new people, but I've gotten on that algorithm. I put myself there. I know what to do when I get on and get blocked. And like you said, if you get on TikTok and you don't know what to look for, you don't know, it's sick. It's fucking disgusting. And that's exactly what they're pushing.
I don't remember it being that bad when I got on it a couple of years ago. Now, you guys know, I've only ever, and I feel like, I'm cheating on patriotism here, kind of. I've only ever lost one account. But I picked up very fast what I could not or could say. So I've been super, super careful with the way that I word things and present things. And a lot of times, we have private conversations, and I'll nudge towards something, but until I have proof, I don't make any claims, and they still try to take it down. But I am very careful on it, right? So, and I think the trolls know. I have a very extensive block list as well. The one on the Ottawa account is mainly from going live all of those times and having 3 or 4 really good dedicated moderators blocking them all. Because I'll go on to some of my friends' accounts, and it'll show a whole bunch of comments, but I can only see a few. So those people are still out there.
They're still out there, I promise. I have it's stupid, but I literally have a list of like 12 to 15 people that every time I have to make a new account, I instantly go block because they fucking look for me, and they come to me. And they're pretend patriots. They're fake triots. They come on there, and all they do is push bullshit. They talk to my friends on there, and they're just basically telling us that we're pussies. We need to be out in the streets. We need to take our guns. We need to go to Washington. You know, they're basically Fed boys is what I call them all. And so I have a list of 12 to 15 people that I block every time I make a new account. It's the first thing I do before I even post a video. I have to go block these people. And it's crazy that I even had to make a fucking list like that. But, you know, that's the world we're in. But you're right. It wasn't like that when we got on TikTok. It wasn't like that when I got on TikTok. I've seen some girls shaking their ass, but I got a variety of stuff. And so I started noticing when I liked something, I would see more of that. Well, now you have – I mean, I went 4 days incognito on TikTok without liking any post, without anything. And I'm telling you right now, you don't see shit but girls shaking their asses, girls with big tits. You may see a couple patriotic videos, but they're going to be girls shaking their asses with big tits. They're not real patriots. They're just doing shit for likes and views, you know? So, anyways, off subject a little bit.
So,
on subject as well, because it is TikTok and it's their bullshit algorithm, what they show you and what they want you to see.
Yeah. So, guys, we lost Carrie here. I'm just waiting to hear back from her as to where she is. But when she comes back, there's two topics I want to make sure we ask her, and that is grave number 9 and the pig farm. There are two topics that a lot of people have been wanting more answers for, and I'm hoping she... Maybe her phone just died or something, and she's looking for a charger. I hope.
I don't know what happened, because it was probably around the same time. Last time I was on with you guys, it kicked me off after an hour or two, so maybe that's what it is. I'm back.
I've got you on. Yep, you're back. There you are.
Perfect. Yeah, I got booted off the call after an hour last time too, so it's interesting. It's happened twice now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to give her a quick call and make sure she's okay, and see if I can get her back on. So talk amongst yourselves, and I'll try and get her back.
What
so
shall we
I
do, Jimmy?
Well, we can do a little bit of a precursor into, I don't know if you've heard of the Ticton Farms in Canada and what was going on there.
I haven't.
Well, you haven't? It's a very, very interesting story that they wove to us as the Canadian citizens, as some loner who owned a pig farm who was doing some nefarious things. Now, the reason why it's important to bring up the fact that it was a pig farm was that was probably the best way of getting rid of the evidence, if you know what I'm saying. So Robert Picton is a very nefarious character in Canadian history, and recent things have come to light that he wasn't just such a loner, and he did have some powerful friends. So there a lot of new information is coming up. This story, I'm just going to do a quick, so I don't want to misquote this. But yeah, the Picton farms are not, it's not a light subject. I'm interested in getting into this, and Carrie knows a lot more about this stuff than I do. I have a very kind of pedestrian amount of knowledge. But I will start off the top of the Wikipedia page for whatever it's worth. But Robert William, a.k.a. Willie Picton, is a Canadian serial killer and a former pig farmer. He is suspected of being one of the most prolific serial killers in Canadian history. After dropping out of school, Picton left the butcher's apprenticeship to begin working on his family's full-time pig farm. Born October 24th, 1949, in Port Coquitlam, British Columbia, the pig farm killer. He is currently in prison for life with the possibility of parole after 25 years. So even after all of this, being the most prolific serial killer in Canadian history, likely, they're still going to parole this guy probably unless it gets shot down, which I hope it really does. But he's right up there with the Scarborough rapist, which was Paul Bernardo, and a lot of these other things. And it's some very, very scary stuff.
That's insane. I've never even heard of it, I guess, because we have so much crazy shit down here. Keeps my mind going. But, yeah, I'm definitely interested to hear some of that. That's insane.
Yeah, it's if you go on, anybody can find what he used to. He used to do it. It's a large pig farm. He slaughtered a lot of animals there, obviously. And I guess it was back in 2002 when they started finding out more about what was going on. There was a lot of missing girls at the time in the area. But what's the crazy thing now is where the story is leading is that they might have known about this the whole time. They might have been using him.
Wow.
And that is absolutely down a rabbit hole, because it diverts extremely far away from the known circumstances involving the case.
Yeah, definitely explain That would definitely explain his lenient sentence, though.
It would be. Well, Canada, you know, in Canada, it's pretty tough to get. For years, we didn't have consecutive sentencing up here. So, like, you could serve all of your time at once. So you might get 10 murder charges. Well, you can serve them all at the same time.
That's crazy. I guess y'all don't have the death sentence in Canada?
No, we don't. We haven't had the death penalty for a long time up here. But there's a guy that would be a good candidate for it. I guess they're still trying to work on rehabilitation. I'm not exactly sure. There should be a special portion, like, in the law, you know, if they wanted to find a compromise on it, I'd say, well, if the guy's admitted to it, you know what I mean? Or if there's irrefutable evidence or something like that, then I think it's warranted, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just reading through this real quick while we're waiting for Carrie to get back on. Because of his particular methods of disposing of the corpses, Picton left very, very little in the way of evidence for police to collect and use against him. His methods were so effective that while he himself claims to killed 49 people, he was only ever convicted for 6. After authorities descended upon the property to execute the search warrant, police would spend the next several weeks investigating the scene, and on February 22nd of 2002, they took Picton into custody on 2 counts of first-degree murder. So he's admitted to 49, and they could only ever get him on 6. And the only evidence they had to actually get him into custody in the first place was based on what they could see in 2 murders. So imagine what a pig farm could do to getting rid of a human body.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. If I was in that predicament, that would definitely be what I would want to own. That's for sure. Not a better way, I think.
They'll eat.
From what I've read, not a better way to get rid of a body.
So I actually lived in the Lower Mainland during the time of all that and before. And it was a very well-known, how do you say it? It was a very well-known party place that you just stayed the hell away from because it was a disgusting, they were disgusting brothers, absolutely disgusting. I believe, I'm just checking here, but I believe we got Carrie back. Her phone did die, and her daughter was so sweet to phone, and so I'm going to bring her back in. Hey, Carrie, welcome back.
Hey, I don't know what happened, but my phone just completely shut off.
Oh, that's
not
okay.
Dead. Okay.
No, that's okay. I'm glad you're back. 2 things we want to touch on, though, with you is grave number 9 and the pig farm. Go.
Pig farm first. We're already talking about it. Yep, we're already talking about the pig farm, so I want to really
know. Talking about the pig farm. Okay. What have you already talked about?
Oh, just a brief synopsis for our listeners of who Robert Picton was, where he lived, and the events leading up to his first conviction, nothing else outside of the realm of what the major news media has actually already told us.
Okay, so this guy murders a bunch of women, right? Gets caught murdering a bunch of women. So he's only charged with second-degree murder. First of all, I find that very odd, because maybe the first one, second-degree murder, but the multiple women he murdered after that, why not first-degree murder? Then there's women who've come out and said that RCMP would play the hooker game where they would pick women up, drug addicts, prostitutes, pick them up, take them to the farm, get them high, rape them, whatever. That's if they were lucky, let them go. If they're not lucky, they would make snuff films with them.
You said they would make what out of them?
Snuff films.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So there's got to be
and, like,
all kinds
multiple
of evidence
witness accounts of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's got to be all kinds of actual evidence out there on this guy that's just not being brought forward.
Well, what took him down was he broke down under questioning and admitted it. So I guess I'm saying here is when he began talking in a video taped interaction, he started confessing to all the horrific murders that had taken place. So all of these RCMP officers that were in on all of this were okay with letting this guy just get two, or like, how does that work, right? So they weren't even pressing for more. So if there was this kind of involvement, there was still a level of protection, I guess, out of fear for what could happen to these officers as well.
There's like major questions about that pig farm, like major questions. And he even said himself that he could take down a whole lot of important people. And then women still go missing to this day. Women, like all these indigenous women, like where do these women go? They don't just fall off the face of the motherfucking earth. They go somewhere. Like, where's the next farm? Like, somebody's got to pay attention to shit. Like, let's track RCMP vehicles. They work for us. If they should all be tracked. I don't trust them.
No, absolutely. I just find it amazing that the internet, the TikTok gods, the government can keep up with what we do and what we say so much. But people like that get away with literally anything and everything. It's because it's condoned. They allow that shit to happen. They know everybody's steps, everybody's moves, just like the 2,000 mules. But they can track everybody's phone just like they did, and they can tell where everybody was, and they can fucking pinpoint a camera where they were, and there's no telling the info that they have on us, the technology that they have on us. All this shit could be stopped. If it's not being stopped, then it's being allowed to happen. Somebody's
allowing it to happen. I'm looking at the comments here. True Canadian 73 is chiming in. Picton has ties to Trudeau through his sister, Linda. Beautifully Broken 86 is saying Trudeau is there, and there's proof of it. These are all rumors that have been circling around the last little while on this, and we probably would have known more about this if the narrative hasn't been controlled by this pandemic that we've been going through for a long time. Uber Canucks chiming in saying the RCMP all have GPS lowjacks on them, so they know where they are. And Beautifully Broken did grow up around there as well, Kim, which is there's a lot of stuff circling around on here.
So would you say
the
RCMP have trackers on them?
That's what Mike's saying right now, is that they
okay,
should all have lowjacks.
So then we need to know where they are.
We should be able
like
to.
How many
should
of
be
these
like,
people hide out, like, on the Highway of Tears? Like, come on.
Well, you should be
yeah.
able to get that information through a FOIA request. Like, I can't see why you wouldn't be able to find out where those vehicles were. You'd know who had the interactions with them, at least. But the area where
like
this guy was operating
safety.
In.
It's like,
yeah, well, cabinet confidentiality, whatever tricks
yeah,
they want to try
got,
to use.
Like, I swear to God, they think they're, like, so smart, and they've got all their bases covered, and they think they're winning a game that most people didn't even know we were playing. So, like, they think they're so smart and clever and whatever. It's just taking us a little bit of time to catch up. But we're getting there. So we're coming for them.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people in the government and the RCMP that are working within the shadows and a lot of stuff like that. But, you know, good always does prevail. So the longer and longer people persist on this and don't want to let the story go, the better, guys. And if you got information on this stuff and you can verify it, at least to a certain degree, we should absolutely be having these conversations.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do some more research on it because, like I said, this is the first time I've ever heard of any of that stuff. And then, Kim was talking about Grave 9. I haven't heard about this either, so that's something else I'm interested to hear about.
Oh, my God. Okay, so years ago I came across these documents, or SimCorp, like CYM Corp, these documents. So apparently this girl found this USB stick in a package that was sent to her. On that USB stick was a bunch of files. So these files have children's names, birthdays, incarceration dates, incarceration numbers, blood quality type, adrenochrome quality type, disposal date, whether they committed suicide or not. These kids are ages like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Like, not older than 14. So they have where they're being held. Like, in all these places that they're being held are old military bases. They're old military bases turned chemical processing plants, or where they store weapons, like old beat-up tanks and whatever. So in the last page of all the documents, it says that burial site number 9 is now visible from satellite imagery. And does anybody know how to cover that up? So I'm like, burial site number 9. So I looked it up, see if I could find it. So I found Environmental Protection Agency, United States Environmental Protection Agency, and they have, sure as shit, they have a burial site number 9, which is off the coast of San Francisco, and most of these bases are off the coast of San Francisco, and it's called an ocean disposal map. So it's the United States Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. So the EPA states that Region 9 provides localized support and implements the following MPRSA general permits to ensure a responsible disposal of waste and other materials in their oceans. So you can get a burial at sea of cremated or non-cremated human remains, disposal of vessels at sea, mammal carcasses. I swear to God, they're using these kids for whatever they use them for, and then they're dumping them at sea. It all makes sense. And then you have, like, explosions in the ocean, right? Like, underwater volcanoes. So you mean to tell me there's been underwater volcanoes this whole time, and they just, like, nobody knew? And they're all off the coast of San Francisco. Look at all the feet that washed up on shore at West. Like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I haven't heard of any of that either. So definitely something that's probably going to keep me up tonight.
And, like, the places that they're being held are, like, Camp Sealy and Guantanamo Bay. Oh, God. There's, like, all kinds of them. The military's involved in all of it.
Watch the waters, huh?
Yeah, watch the waters.
Interesting.
I almost think that watch the water thing might have been over-sensationalized to make it look like some of it wasn't true, so people would find out or see things in it to say, well, wait a minute, this is tomfoolery. But there's a lot of stuff that was brought up in that documentary that is absolutely 100% true.
Yeah. I think a lot of things, though, they're saying, like, okay, so they say that the devil, like, I'm not a religious person at all. I'm much more, like, spiritual person, but they say the devil's tricky, right? So who's to say, everybody's like, oh, this is the apocalypse and whatever. Who's to say that these people aren't making it all seem like that? Just so everybody sits back and does nothing and just waits.
Yep.
That way they just keep doing whatever they're doing and nobody does anything about it. Everybody in Canada, don't get violent. Don't get violent. Stay peaceful. Stay calm. What has that got us? Nothing.
Nowhere.
We are no farther ahead than what we were. Like,
everybody keeps
waiting for
mad. Yeah.
And
everybody
you don't have to be violent, but you have to be angry enough to give a shit.
We have to do what the liberals do. We have to go to the streets. We have to go make our fucking voices heard. And like I said, we have to do what they do. What do? When they don't get their way? They fucking go to the streets. They cry like babies. Well, we can go to the streets, and we can cry like fucking babies too, but we can make a bigger fucking scene than they can if we want. And that's what
and
we're
much more educated
do.
With proof.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I say that we have to get loud. We can't sit back no more. We have to hold these fucking people accountable. Because if we don't hold them accountable, nobody else is going to hold them accountable. Nobody's going to save us. We have to save ourselves. If Trump was a good guy, which I'd love to believe that he was, but if Trump was a criminal, he exposed a lot of shit. He opened a lot of eyes. But we still have to do the research. We still have to do the accountability ourselves. We have to hold these
Absolutely.
People accountable. If our election
well,
was fucking stolen,
how many
stolen,
people don't believe in
to...
child trafficking and they don't believe in organ harvesting because Trump said it? Take Trump out
yep.
of the equation. Just look it up for yourself.
Exactly.
Look it up.
And
it's all there.
And, well, I mean, you know, exactly. And Trump did go after human trafficking. You know?
Yeah. He's like the only one that did.
Exactly. He's the only one that has. But yeah, even if you take Trump out of the equation, and he did open up a lot of people's eyes to a lot of different things, and in that case, he did help us. But at the same time, people are waiting for Trump to come save us, and it's not his job to come save us. It is our fucking jobs to save ourselves. And
definitely, nobody is saving us. Nobody is coming. Jesus isn't coming to freaking take us all to heaven. Nobody's coming to save us. People need to get that.
No,
like, you're here to save yourself. I think everybody in the whole world is waiting for you guys to do something. We're waiting for the states to make a move, and everybody follows.
Yep.
Your guys' election was stolen. You got a fucked up president that's not even your fucking president. Everything that's happening in the states, and nobody's doing nothing.
Nobody's doing shit. And now everybody's just
stand
like, oh, there's going to be a huge
everybody
red
stand
wedding.
Up, and every country follows you.
Yep. I know.
I think we're seeing stuff happening across the seas now, guys. We're like, look what's happening in Holland, the Dutch farmers, and it's not even to do with mandates or restrictions. It's got everything to do with carbon tax, from the best I can tell. Now, I'm sure they ramped up because of all that stuff, because I know they were pretty active in the height of COVID as well, too. But these guys are pulling their heavy equipment out. They've got their spreaders, their manure throwers. They're covering the doors of Parliament buildings. They're blocking down towns. Now, I did hear that they're starting to get the military out now. But that's what they're doing down there is it's 10 times, if not more, the size of Ottawa. It's almost like every farmer with an 80-horse tractor is down there right now. And, you know, the Ottawa police did a real good job of keeping a lot of vehicles out of the downtown core. But, you know, short of Coots and a couple other border crossings, where were the rest of Canadians? You know, that was the time, and we did stay peaceful at the time, but we really could have shut that thing down for a long time. And I think that's what took them so long to move on this thing was they had to get the infrastructure together. They had to procure these tow trucks. They were not prepared for this. But the problem being is that we've given them the chance to prepare now. Now what do we see when you're going up for Canada Day celebration on Parliament Hill? They've got metal detectors, and they're swiping six-year-old kids. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
They've stepped up their game. So that means in order for us to make anything happen again, unfortunately, you know, when you have escalating forces and they're taking people out for not really doing anything wrong, you know, there's no good, easy way out of this at this point, guys.
That's why I think you don't go into the cities. I think you block ways into the cities and you block ways out of the cities. If you block every major route into every major city across Canada, what the fuck are they going to do? They can't. They can't stop
shit.
It all.
You have to get the people on board. You
yeah,
have to get enough people to stand
exactly
up.
Exactly.
And people think.
But I think the truckers. I think the truckers got people to see that we are not the minority. So everybody can be on TikTok being like, "Oh, you guys are like 10% bull fucking shit. We are. We are the minority, and we've always been the minority. So if these people want to think like you go out and got your vaccine and you're a fucking hero, you're not a hero. So sit down, shut up, admit you were wrong, and let's move forward. Simple.
That's where you fucked up. They can't admit that they were wrong.
No, they
can't.
They'll die trying
to disprove that they were wrong, and they'll take the next shot, even the ones that, you know, it sucks. But even the ones that are having side effects now, they'll take the next fucking shot because Daddy Trudeau tells them that they have to be fully vaccinated. And it's really fucking sad, the state of affairs that we are in and the amount of people
and
that
nobody,
literally can't
I don't
can't
think anybody
fucking.
Should have been put in the position that we were in. Nobody. On both sides of the fence, whether you got vaccinated or not vaccinated, nobody should have been put in that position.
They
so if everybody
have.
can,
I,
like, point their anger towards the government who put everybody in that position. And if vaccinated people realize that it wasn't the unvaccinated that caused COVID, it's scientists in fucking labs that our government paid for COVID. So if you want to be mad at the right people, it's not us.
No, there's so much proof that the shit was created by man. It was distributed by man. We fucking funded it with our money, our tax money. And that's all there is to it. There's proof. There's absolute proof. And even though people know, it's insane. And like Jimmy said earlier, they're still pushing for what, another shot now, like every nine months, you're not fully vaccinated until you have the most current booster. Like with all the evidence of you know, sudden adult death syndrome. I mean, sad, like all of a sudden there's a new fucking adult syndrome where people just fall over, healthy people just fall over and die.
And that's normal because it's too hot out or it's global warming or they watch too much TV at nighttime. Like what? They come up with every single excuse. My grandpa went and got vaccinated twice. He ended up having a stroke. So he was able to walk a bit, talk a bit, eat the soft foods. Next thing you know, they say they're putting him in palliative care. So I was like, what? Like you have a stroke. He's at the hospital. Like, how is it getting worse? So we end up going to see him. I'm unvaccinated. I was allowed in to see him. Perfect. Nobody asked me anything. Go in, see him. There for a couple hours, leave. I get a phone call at 9 o'clock saying he passed away. It wasn't until afterwards that I realized that he didn't have a ventilator on. He didn't have pain meds. He didn't have anything. They put him in a room so doped up that he couldn't even open his fucking eyes, and they left him there to die.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard, Dr. Robert Malone came out the other day, and he made a pretty bold statement. He says that Trudeau's foundation owns 40% of Aquitas, which is the company that supplies the lipid nanoparticles to Pfizer mRNA shots. Now, since this information's come out, it's gone pretty viral. I heard this information over a year ago. I might have made a video with it about it on my original account, but I'm looking through right now, and I'm on DuckDuckGo because, you know, they are being curated by Google now. There's an entire page and a half of fact-check articles that are coming up first.
Of course they are.
No surprise.
So
that's the first thing that is good now.
Wife's company is also heavily invested in Aquitas.
She says no to that as well. I'm going to switch over to Brave and see what Brave says, guys. You guys go ahead and talk. I'm going to do a little quick look-see here.
Yeah, you said Brave or Tusk. Tusk, I've been using it quite a bit off lately as well. Anyways, but yeah, all the information that people have, all the side effects, all the pages that's been dropped by Pfizer, and they're still pushing for kids, 6 months old now, to get the vaccine.
Yeah,
and
there's actually parents lining up to do it.
Yeah, they are. They're fucking. It drives me nuts. It drives me absolutely nuts. And that's what makes me say I get so tired of trying to fucking unite. For one, when you try to unite on TikTok won't let those videos push. They do not want us uniting. So you can't say, fuck the left and the right, let's come together, let's do this, because you're going to get 20 views on your fucking video because they do not want us uniting. But I do get tired of trying to push unity. Because those are the people that we're dealing with. Those are the people, that mindset. People that are okay with taking their kids to fucking trans shows. People that are okay with vaccinating a six-month-old baby with something that has been known to fucking cause side effects, severe side effects, death. Like,
trial only included 300 kids, and like 30% of them didn't even make it to the end. So right there, that tells you it's probably not safe.
But those are the people that will not fucking look up any information on their own. They do what they're told. That's the people that we're dealing with. And it's so fucking hard to bring unity or to even try to unify with those people because I don't even want to fucking associate with them anymore.
No,
like,
me neither. They send me, like, messages. They'll be like, where's your proof? Where's your proof? Like, I'm not a special ed teacher. I don't got the patience for that shit. So look it up. Like, talk, read, left to right. Like, we can do this. All the people that wear the mask that are still bitching about the Freedom Convoy and calling us racist, those are people I'd never like to begin with. So by wearing a mask, they save me a lot of time because I don't even care to talk to you. And they're the minority.
Right, at least
so.
you can tell who they are now. I actually honestly got to feel sorry
you
for
don't have
them.
To waste time being friends with an asshole for a couple of weeks. Like, no.
Well, it's interesting, though, to see, like, I don't know in Toronto how the uptake is on it, but I've always said that the mask was a sign of obedience, and at least that's how they knew if their conditioning was working. And I think we're going to find out just how bad it's going to get for Canada up here in the fall if we start seeing people start strapping back up and being like, oh, you know, I just wanted to be safe and make sure everybody around me feels comfortable and, you know, and start this whole narrative again, you know, just be like, I'm scared shitless. I'm a hypochondriac. I don't like leaving the house. Be honest with us. You know what I mean? And we're like, okay, well, we don't have to waste any time talking to you at all because they're crazy.
Yeah. But those are the ones like, yeah, I think you have to worry about because they're the ones that will fucking attack you or set your house on fire or something.
That's a scary thought.
I'm glad. Yeah, that you're right. Those are the ones that fucking are the ones that go out to the streets and burn people's properties down and get Kyle Rittenhouse too. So I think it's interesting that the Supreme Court bats down the New York fucking gun laws the day before they bring out the abortion stuff, the Roe v. Wade, and we didn't see near the outcome that we thought we would see in the streets. And it may not be over, but I expected way more, but I wonder if the Supreme Court's hearing and Kyle Rittenhouse's, the way that went down, I wonder if that has anything to do with what happened in the streets after the, because they definitely had Democratic leaders calling for them to go to the streets and make their voices heard, and they were calling for violence. So I wonder if that's why. I don't know. I expected a lot more, that's all I'm saying.
For sure. But I think that's just it, though. I think that they're the minority. I think, like, we're being told that there's all these people that are for all these women's rights, and you can just abort your baby whenever the fuck you want. And, no, people are questioning this. Like, people are coming, like, finally, like, opening their eyes a little bit and seeing, like, wait a minute. Like, there's a much bigger picture than just one thing. Like, this abortion law has to do with child trafficking. It has to do with organ trafficking. It's all related. It's profit.
Exactly.
Stop
profiting
off of dead babies and almost your home.
That's the crazy part is how everything starts to tie into each other. You know, the further and further down you go, you're like, wow, okay, well, you know, you think to yourself that, well, it couldn't all be connected, or it just doesn't make a lot of sense for it to be like, you think of the size of an operation like that. But really when it boils down to it, it's the same small group of people, the real fringe minority that's making all these decisions and screwing with people's lives and hurting kids. Like, and I think that's the biggest shock to me through the whole COVID thing was when they started doing like the 11 to 16-year-olds and the parents didn't just stand up and be like, what the hell is going on? It's insane to think that it hasn't gotten any further than this, and people are complacent. You almost wonder if there's something in these shots that just, like, breaks your brain enough that you don't want to fight, because it's starting to feel like that.
And they don't want to know. Like, you can show them all the proof in the world. Like, have you read the Pfizer papers? Have you, like, looked at them? Like, whatever. They'll come up with every excuse, like, I don't want to see them. Or, like, every shot has side effects. Yeah. Like, I was never anti-vax until now. Like, I have all my vaccines.
Every
my kid has all their
every
vaccines.
Shot
like, now I'm against all vaccines.
Yeah, but every shot
like
has
they
side effects.
Usually
but,
work.
But they also give you the side effects in the box when they give you the fucking shot, and you can read the side effects, and you can read the ingredients. You can't do that with the fucking vaccine. You can't do that with the COVID vaccine. There is no fucking paperwork. It's a blank fucking page. And now the paperwork, I found out this weekend from my mom, which is a nurse, that is in charge of
registering the, or, you know, doing all the shots in our county. Her and my sister are both the top nurses in our county. My mom quit her job for a while. She finally went back. It caused her a lot of anxiety because she was giving people these shots. I told her, Mom, these people are coming to you for them. You're not asking people to come to you. This is your job. You do your job. If somebody comes to you and asks you for the shot, that's your job. It sucks, but it is my mom's job, you know? But
yeah, and that's a terrible position to be put in, too, like all these nurses and pharmacists that know, and like it's like a heavy burden for people to carry, but
The biggest side effect of these shots are is they don't work. They might hurt you, and they take your damn freedoms away. And I think that's they're doing exactly what they were intended to do in the first place.
Absolutely, 100%.
They are, but my mom says that the paperwork that the patient gets now is not the same paperwork that the nurse gets. The same side effects aren't listed on the patient's paperwork as the same as the nurse or the doctor.
Yeah, no.
What?
You can go on Pfizer's site, and there's a PDF that's for doctors and a PDF that's for patients.
Yeah, and it's not the same fucking information. It's not, and it's not the same information from what my mom said. There's a whole list of different side effects, and they're also listed in different orders on the patient's paperwork versus the doctor's paperwork, and that's insane to me. Now that they're finally putting the stuff on there, they're not being totally open with it. But,
the scary
part
is
that
that's a dangerous precedent.
Yes.
What did you say?
Well, I was just saying is the scary part behind all of it is that's a dangerous precedent for the future. Like, they know now what they can get away with. You know, that's what's crazy.
Yeah, they can literally line people up in a fucking herd and give them whatever the fuck they want to give them. They're not even going to tell you what's in it. You're okay with taking this shot that you don't know the ingredients, you don't know the side effects, but millions upon millions of people lined up and said, yep, govern me harder, Daddy. You know, it's insane. I think we lost Carrie again on the phone lines is what it looks like to me.
But
I can't believe that. That, like you said, it does. It sets up a whole new fucking level of trust that the government has in people, that they know which people will, too. There's a list of all these people that lined up and said, yeah, give me the shot. So they know the list of these people that are willing to line up and take something that they don't know what is in it because the government said, here, it's for the greater good. And so now there's a list of those people as well.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many polio shots I'd want to have before I didn't have polio anymore. And I'm not exactly sure why people are still calling these injections vaccines. I mean, other than the fact that they changed the actual dictionary definition of them, they don't resemble any sort of vaccine that we've ever seen before. It does not. I don't think we've ever been able to successfully vaccinate against a respiratory illness prior to this. Now it's supposed to be a therapeutic. Why wouldn't they just call it a therapeutic injection? Did they know? Like, did the psychologists know that the people weren't going to buy that? They had to lie their way into this. And I don't know how long this lie is going to keep up. Every time this conversation comes up, I'm looking at comments now saying I'm never getting another one. Well, I've seen TikTok saying, well, maybe just one booster, but I'm definitely not getting four. You know what I mean? And guess what, guys? You're going to want to take your kid to sporting events. You're going to want to go to movies. You're going to want to fly on planes. And a lot of y'all motherfuckers out there are going to end up doing this shit again. Like, let's be real about it. You know, we can talk a good one, but, you know, you haven't lived it yet, guys. I don't mean to disparage anybody you've gotten to. I'm glad that you're here with us today, and we'll support you 100%. But a lot of your friends that are saying that to you, too, probably won't have the same convictions as you do. So we have to be vigilant on this. And if it's something that it means something to everybody, if bodily autonomy is really this much of an outrage thing, you know, we are seeing how people are reacting to the loss of privileges right now that they thought were rights. I won't say that on TikTok, but we're seeing how upset they are, right? But they're not making that connection, right? They're justifying their way around it. And it literally is mental gymnastics for them to keep their narrative going right now. And I can't see it lasting forever at this point. I really can't. I think the wheels are coming off on this thing, Mike. But I just don't know anymore. I would think 3 years ago would have never guessed that we would have been in this position in a lifetime anyways.
Yeah, I've been, you know, I've been what they call a conspiracy theorist for a long time. And so I didn't see exactly this coming per se, but I knew something was coming just because of their agenda and what they've been saying that they were going to push for so long. And so I don't know. I know that there was something coming, but I didn't know that it was COVID. But I'm honestly glad that they brought COVID out. I'm glad that we broke down the narrative, and I'm glad that so many people have woken up to what's going on. Because if it wasn't for COVID, if it wasn't for Trump coming out against the establishment, we would have never known how fucked up the governments around the world were. Nobody, you know, half the people that know now about the NWO wouldn't have known about the NWO or the WEF or the Rockefellers or any of these families that are holding power over every country in the world. So I think we lost Jimmy as well. He may have called back in. Let's see. Jimmy, do we have you back now?
Yeah, it keeps – I apologize. It keeps dropping my call. I'm not sure what happened there. I was at the end of my rant, though, so hopefully everything went smoothly. I apologize for that. I'm not really sure. I never drop a call here, but it seems to happen every time I call into the show.
Not a big deal, man. I just kept blabbing like I always do, and I was talking about I didn't really see COVID coming, but I knew there was agenda, and I knew that something was coming. I'm honestly glad. I wish they would have done it a different way, just because, you know, a lot of people have died. A lot of people took a shot that they, you know, to get past what I was going to say. I'm glad that they brought COVID out. I'm glad that the shit has happened the way that it has, because so many people has woken up to the corruption, to the evil, and not enough, but a lot of people. And I don't feel near as alone now as I did before COVID hit. Because before COVID hit, I felt like the crazy conspiracy theorist. And now that COVID hit and people have done so much research on the stuff that I've been talking about for the last 10, 15 years, I don't feel alone anymore. And that's what TikTok did for me. Facebook, when I get kicked off of TikTok, I go back to Facebook for a couple days and I'm like, oh my God. My friends are sheep. The people that I went to school with, they're all the same. They all believe the same. And, you know, you grew up in a little bitty town and everybody's just the same. They don't know any better. They don't know any different. So,
Jimmy dropped again.
Yeah, it looks like we dropped Jimmy again.
Jimmy dropped again.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's
I don't know what's going on.
Kind of bizarre tonight. Tonight's been a little bizarre with the phones. So, yeah. No, it is crazy. Everything about this world right now is crazy. My own father that I lost last year, we had to have him vaccinated because he had dementia. And, you know, we were told if he wasn't vaccinated, they would not put him in a home. But then they also told us that he would spend 2 weeks secluded in a home, in a room with dementia, and no one could come in and see him. And we said, no bloody way, that's not happening. And as it was, things took a turn for the worse. He ended up in the hospital. The first time I drove over to see him, they had him tied to a chair, which they had to before anyone gets upset. They had to. He had dementia. He was trying to – he was the king of breaking out of hospitals. But they had him in a corner. Oh, no, he was. He hated hospitals. But they had him in a hallway in a corner all by himself. And then all of a sudden, I had just seen him 2 days later. I get a phone call. Oh, he's at the end of his life. What? What are you talking about? I was just there. Oh, no, we've got him sedated. And then they just let him go. And it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. But Jimmy's back. Welcome back, Jimmy.
I don't know what's going on. I moved. I'm outside now. So hopefully, I don't know. I think we got a little bit of rain coming in. Maybe it's disturbing my signal. I apologize, everybody.
It's probably TikTok following you. Yeah, it's probably. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to be honest with you. Like I said, I was awake or woke, whatever you want to call it, to a lot of things before COVID hit. When COVID hit, I started paying attention to the MSM again. I didn't for years, right? So I wanted – you couldn't find anything on COVID unless you paid attention to the news. So I started watching the news here. I started watching the news around the world. And there were conflicting stories. Certain places were giving you this news. Certain places were giving you this news. Well, you start seeing people fall over fucking dead in the streets in China and Bangkok, and you're going, what in the fuck is going on? They're building these super fucking hospitals within weeks because there's so many people that need to be ventilated and they're dying. And so, you know, 2 months goes by, and all of a sudden my wife, which is asthmatic, she's diabetic, 38 years old. I'm thinking, oh, my God. She's going to die. She's the worst. You know what I mean? They said asthmatics were having problems. They said diabetics were dying from it. So I'm freaking the fuck out. My wife has COVID. She loses taste. She loses smell. Her back's killing her. You know, she's got a cough, just like the flu. Well, a week goes by. She's getting better. You know, her blood sugars were up and down with COVID, just like they were when she had the flu. And I'm going, okay, so something here is not adding up. You know, my wife was one of the ones that were supposed to really get sick and really have problems, and she didn't. And so what's different about my wife than all these other people that they're talking about? And then, you know, my sister gets COVID, and, you know, she goes through it, and she's okay. And, you know, I know a few of my friends' dads that caught COVID and that passed away in the hospital. And so, like, I'm just – they really fucked with our heads. They did. They fucked with us really bad. It was a mental fucking is what they did with COVID. And even me being awake previous to COVID, I started fucking doubting myself. I'm going, you know, like, what's real, what's not real? You couldn't get what you needed. And that's what fucked you so bad in the head about COVID. And that's what, you know, they distracted us for so long with COVID. But I am glad it came out because we would have, you and I wouldn't be talking right now, Jimmy. Kim, I wouldn't know who y'all are. I was stuck in my own little world over there. It is true though.
The mainstream media was. I traveled for 2 years back and forth to the States, sometimes 2-3 times a month, and that's when I really started to go, "What the fuck is going on?" Because in the States, they're saying one thing. I come back to Canada, they're saying another. Then I start comparing numbers. Nothing's matching up. What the hell's going on? And the thing, like, if this is such a scary disease, I had to fly from Calgary to Vancouver to San Francisco to Oregon. I had a layover in San Francisco. There was no restaurants open from Calgary to San Francisco. There's one restaurant open in San Francisco. So there's a whole lineup of people. I'm starving. I'm like, I just want a bowl of soup. I think I had my little chihuahua with me at the time. And I'm like, okay, I just want a little bowl of soup. That's all I want. So I'm watching these people in line. And, I mean, some of these people were draped in plastic bags with masks, the full face visors. And I'm like, holy shit, you're hardcore. I'm like fucking annoyed I have to wear a mask. I kept walking around because I always found a way. I always carried a coffee so I didn't have to wear a mask because I just pretended I was drinking my fucking coffee. So I see this couple with this little boy, and he's jumping around, pulling at his mask. He's just little, just a little toddler. And the mom's like, do you want to die? Keep your mask on. So they get their food. They go to a table that has not been cleaned, still has dirty dishes from the previous people, and they sit down. Oh, they take off their mask and start eating because all of a sudden it's a magical COVID-free zone. And I'm just like, what the fuck, people? Like, it's crazy. So I became very awake very soon on, knowing this was bullshit, cut off all the mainstream media out of our house, cut off cable, everything, best thing I ever did. And then started working on getting the fuck out of out of a city because I was like, no way, uh-uh.
Well,
lost a lot of friends because a lot of friends were like, you're crazy, Kim. You're a conspiracy theorist. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, you know, when they're putting the fucking death rate, or the total of deaths from every country or from the United States or from Canada at the top of your TV screen on every fucking channel or on every news channel every day for a year straight. Freak the fuck out. That's what it was all about. It was a mental mind fuck. I don't know.
Well,
Dave,
fear-mongering.
It's a silent war is what Dave said in the comments. And it's funny, I'm reading a book right now called Beheld a Pale Horse, and that's what they're talking about is the silent war. And this guy wrote this book back in, like, 1956. But, you know, he's talking about the silent war that started back then. And a lot of the stuff that he's talking about in the book is playing true all the way through today. It's pretty crazy, but it's kind of a hard book to come up or to keep up with because he talks a lot of mathematics, statistics, but it's a very interesting book if you're in for a read.
I just heard back from Carrie. She's having problems with her phone. And she says that it keeps freezing on her, and now it's powered it off. I suggested she restart it, but I don't think she's going to be coming back to say goodbye to everyone, which is unfortunate. I absolutely adore Carrie, and I've followed her for a long time, and it's unfortunate.
It is. And we'll have her back on the show, I'm sure, you know, here in the next few weeks when she can call in and she can have another hour and we can talk to her about some more stuff. I wanted to ask her, and what do you guys think about James Biden owning the island, you know, not too far from Epstein's Island? Do y'all know anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about that yet.
I haven't heard a whole lot. I know that he owns an island, and we're talking about Joe Biden's brother. He owns an island right over there by Epstein's Island, and I just, you know, you can't find anything on it. There's nothing on it, but I really wanted to know if she had any information on that because I was interested. I'm going to ask her on TikTok now, and maybe that's what we can bring up on our next conversation. We only have a few minutes left tonight anyways, but I was interested to see what her take was on that. So, you can write
There's so much you could potentially get into, you know. Carrie has such a wealth of knowledge, and she's covered so many topics on the app. And for anybody listening that doesn't know Carrie, that's missing the 16 right now, probably 17 pretty soon here, unfortunately, the way she goes.
Maybe after she comes on our radio show, it'll be 17 tomorrow.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But that's the thing. We know who's listening right now, but we don't know who's listening tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that and all of that stuff too, right? But it's been a great show again, guys. I appreciate you having me back on. I look forward to listening to chat. You're back in the saddle next week. So if for everybody who doesn't know, this is my last week here sitting in for the great and powerful Chatio. I do appreciate you guys having me on here throughout the technical difficulties and everything else. So I want to take a second to thank you guys for that.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate you jumping in, Jimmy. Like, we know you've got a busy life too, and we certainly, certainly appreciate you coming in and technical difficulties, whatever. Thank you so much for being here for the last 2 weeks. So,
oh yeah, Jimmy makes it feel natural, and that's what I like about him. Awesome. Never met him in my life. I feel like I know him, and we can do this all night. It's awesome. So I really appreciate you stepping in. I'm going to be on vacation here in a couple of weeks. I think we've got the American Trucker going to step in for me, and I'm sure I'll call in. I hope Chadio's having a great vacation with his family. Everybody. Every one of us need to decompress. We all need that time away from all this bullshit because it will drive you crazy. And this summer, I have taken advantage of this summer. I saved up some extra money before this summer and made sure that I could take my family on as many trips as I could in the early part of the summer because I don't know where we're headed. And I wanted to have a good, you know, a good time before we couldn't have a good time anymore. Before Daddy had to do something that he doesn't want to do. So I don't know. I don't know where we're heading in this world. I pray every day. I pray every night for a good outcome. I just really don't know where we're headed. But I know I want my family to know that I love them. I want them to have a lot of good memories of me. So that's what I know.
Well, I agree.
I want to
say, very much the same for us. Like, we took that trip to Mexico, and I'd be damned if I didn't get out to Brooks, Alberta to see Clay, and we wanted to have everybody here last weekend. We're probably going to do it a couple more times because I'm still very unsure about what this government's going to try in the fall.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know,
yeah.
My last words of the night on all that and on what we've been talking about and on these vaccinations that are never ending, nobody in history has ever complied their way out of tyranny. No one. And this being July 4th and here in the States, this is a big day to me. This should be a big day to everyone here. This is the day that our forefathers won the battle, won the victory, and freed us from British rule. We were no longer under British rule. We were no longer under a king. And a lot of people have forgotten what these guys went through. It took them 15 years to write our, you know, Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And, you know, being July 4th, I just feel like right now we have the boot of tyranny on our neck, the same as our forefathers did. It may not be the same boot, but it's a bigger boot. And we are going to have to find a way to unite. And if we can't unite and we can't get the rest of the people on board, we have to find a way to make our voices heard. But nobody in history has ever complied their way out of tyranny. That's all I have to say on that. Like, never. So if we want our way out of the situation that we're in, we're going to have to be louder than our opponents. We're going to have to be stronger, and we're going to have to outdo them. And right now we're sitting back in the shadows. We've been the silent majority for a long time, and we can't be the silent majority no more. We have to be the loud majority. We have to wake up the rest of the lions, and it's time to take our countries back. And I can't wait until it's the states of the North America. Fuck the United States. Fuck Canada. It's North America. We're all going to come together as one. We're all going to live as free fucking people. And I can't wait. It's coming, guys.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, man. And you know what? I wish the people up here on this side of the pond, literally the small pond, Lake Ontario side, had gone with you guys back then in 1776. And I think that Canada probably just wasn't populated enough, and it was way too hard to get across those Great Lakes. And that's the only reason why the British still have any sort of control in this continent at all.
Yeah,
they got lucky by proxy.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, man, we've had a great show. I really do appreciate you stepping in, Jimmy. Like I said, you can't comply your way out of tyranny, so there's only one way out of it, and we're all going to have to do our part. So
it's been my pleasure, guys, and thanks again for having me. I hope I could at least keep up with the beasts that you guys are, and thank you guys for putting this show on for all of us and all the hard work I know you guys put into making this show happen.
Well,
Kim's,
I'd like to
Kim's
thank Carrie.
She's on a lot of it. She does a lot of it, and we really appreciate Kim, all the work she does behind the scenes and all that. We really appreciate you, Kim. Looks like we lost Jimmy one more time. We've only got another minute on air.
Yep. No,
yeah, we
I
lost
just
him again.
I want to thank Carrie so much because she may listen to this tomorrow. I want to thank her so very much. We will get her back. Next week, we have Ma Patriot joining us. She is a firecracker, same kind of material for next week. Again, thank you, Jimmy. Like, he just made it so much easier on all of us. And thank you, Michael. And I really, really wish you a happy 4th. And I do to all my American friends and family. And don't give up, people. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But just take a moment every day just to breathe and go outside and look at the sky and the trees and it, just be happy and just keep plugging away. We have to be strong. We have to unite.
Yeah, and just keep swimming. So
Yep.
Yeah.
Just
anyways,
keep
well, everybody have a great minute. We appreciate everybody
yep.
in the comments. Dave, Robin, still in there.
Yes.
Anyway, everybody
Robin.
That was in there, Beautifully Broken, everybody that was in there, we really appreciate all of you. Robin, your shirt fits me. It's been 105, 106 degrees here. I just haven't put on a long sleeve. I love it. I will do a video with it and show everybody what kind of a badass you are at making shirts. Love
yeah,
you guys so much. Ken, thank you so much for all that you do. And we will talk to everybody again next week.
Sounds great. Have a good night, guys.
You have a great night, too, Kim.
Okay. Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.